Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Jets are boring, okay? They are mind-numbingly boring. Now, on Sundays when they play football, Sean, I like football.
Sure.
I'm a Jets fan. I find myself frustrated or entertained for 3 hours.
Yes.
But in the days around the New York Jets playing, they're a boring mess. The only thing interesting and entertaining about the New York Jets is their head coach. And so for as much as there's been hand-wringing about Aaron Glenn being secretive about the quarterback situation or being sort of douchey about the injury situation, can we at least all agree that Aaron Glenn is adding intrigue to an otherwise incredibly boring season?
He makes me laugh.
There you go.
So that's it. A baseline. Makes me laugh.
So earlier today, we all know Justin Fields has been benched for Tyrod Taylor. Once it gets reported 2 days ago, it's obvious. I found myself excited to hear how Aaron Glenn was going to explain it to us.
I expected Rich Shimini to take the podium.
Is that what you thought?
I thought maybe we would get a little play on that.
I didn't know what to expect, but here's what I knew. I found myself really interested in finding out how Aaron Glenn was going to approach it. So I want to set this up for you. Aaron Glenn takes the podium and starts talking about injuries. He just gives us updates about, this guy's healthy, this guy's hurt, this guy's not practicing, AZ Thomas is out of concussion protocol, yippity-doo-dah. Anybody have any questions? Never mentions the quarterback, and that's where we begin our proceedings.
In past weeks for strategic...
Oh, not this one, not this one. It begins with Aaron Glenn saying, what's so funny? Because we're all laughing that you haven't mentioned anything about the quarterback. Your opening statement says nothing about the quarterback. So here's Aaron Glenn, who, again, is the most entertaining part of this Jets season.
Why are you laughing?
The report that you're going to be quarterbacks, are you willing to share that with us?
Said that on Monday. Talked to both of those guys, talked to the team on Monday. So Tyrod will be our starter.
Why did you decide to make that move?
Because I wanted to.
See, you're laughing.
It makes me laugh.
I know there are people out there that get bothered by this. I want to make this very clear about Aaron Glenn. He is being judged by wins and losses and if this team is going to improve and look competent. That's a mixed message that we could all kind of argue about how he's looked through the first 10 games as coach of the New York Jets.
Right.
This part, he's actually making entertaining. When he says, what are you laughing at? I actually started laughing. And then when he proceeds to say, because I feel like it.
Because I wanted to.
Because I wanted to. So I'm good with the decision, but I'm actually now starting to appreciate that Aaron Glenn has decided to take a boring season and at least make it mildly entertaining.
Yes, but he's lucky it's year one, obviously, because if you're losing in year two and three and acting like this, it's not as funny. It's kind of like what, can I bring things back to the Giants real quick? My issue with Jameis Winston is he's really funny until you're losing and it's your own team and your own story and it gets repetitive again.
Well, no, no. The winning and the losing and the competence is how we're going to judge Aaron Glenn.
Yes, but I'm saying you get beyond this year, he's still doing this in year two and three and you're losing, you're not going to be laughing.
Well, you know why we're not going to be laughing? Because in year two and year three, being 2-8 is going to be unacceptable.
Right.
In this season, a season that has become a lost year, a season that is just boring, as I said earlier, yes, of course it's very different. This isn't year two or year three. I'm talking about right now in the moment of a boring season in which he is a rookie head coach, I'm actually glad that he's finding a way to make me laugh in the middle of November.
I cannot argue that because he's making me laugh, so I'm not going to be a hypocrite.
I heard you chuckle right away.
Because it is, it's funny. It's so stupid.
Now, the part I was very curious about was, wait a second, Aaron. Hold on a second. A few weeks ago, you wouldn't tell us who the quarterback was.
Correct.
In fact, you even hid under the guise of there's like a competitive advantage by making the opponent guess.
Yes, those opponents always shake when having to judge between Taylor and Fields.
And you mocked that, and even Tiki mocked it. But look, Aaron Glenn was at least making a point. So I appreciate that one of the Jet reporters, I think it was Rich Cimini, followed up by saying, I thought it was a strategic advantage. Why are you now telling us who the starting quarterback is? Take a listen to Aaron Glenn's answer.
In past weeks, for strategic reasons, you waited until close to game time to decide which one. Why this week did you decide to go earlier in the week?
But I told you guys before that the players already knew. You know, I just didn't tell you guys that. So there's nothing strategic about that. The guys already knew.
No, hold on a second, Aaron. Hold on a second. I remember what you said 3 weeks ago. In fact, we still have the audio of what you said 3 weeks ago. So I'm going to play you what he said a few weeks ago, and you tell me if Aaron Glenn was playing the strategic game that he's now denying he ever played. This is Aaron Glenn 3 weeks ago explaining why he wouldn't reveal who the starting quarterback was.
It was tough. Tough. I went through that in Detroit when it was Malik Willis and Jordan Love. And I thought LaFleur did a really good job of not saying who that quarterback was. And we had to prepare for both of those guys. So I don't see why we think this is something that hasn't been done.
I know you didn't use the word strategic, but that answer makes me think that the reason you didn't tell us 3 weeks ago is you did think it was a strategic advantage.
Right, because that's what the Packers were doing in that instance. You can say, you cannot use the word strategic, but understand the definition of it. That is strategic.
That's how I take it.
Yes, of course.
So I like Aaron. I think he's been entertaining, but I got to call you out a little bit. Like, it was strategic a few weeks ago. Why you've decided to change your tune now on November 19th, I don't really know. Maybe it is what I mentioned last week, that it was more of like a superstition thing, that while the Jets were on a winning streak, he kept playing that whole card of, I'm not going to tell you who the quarterback was. And now that they're coming off a loss, he figured, screw it, I'll just tell you who it is.
Yeah, and I also think that now as the season winds down and they got off their two-game win streak and a loss, maybe, I'm just guessing here, somebody got in Aaron Glenn's ear and said, maybe don't play hardball with the media the rest of the way.
But hold on a second. He began the press conference by playing hardball by saying, because I feel like it, or I made the decision because I want to.
But he still
isn't that still hardball?
It's his way of hardball while still acknowledging, I'm going to give you this because I'm not going to be a jerk. And they laughed. They did laugh.
Because you know what, Sean? It's actually kind of funny.
It's funny because it's ridiculous.
Of course it is. And look, that the thing I've learned as a fan, good or bad, when coaches at press conferences, is to remember that we're judging them based on what they're doing with this football team.
Correct.
That's it. Like, Aaron Glenn should be judged on the record, which so far is not good. He should be judged on improvements, which I thought was going well for a while until they started committing dumbass penalties last week against New England.
Yeah.
That's how we should judge him. But the third thing I wanted to know, and I'm glad someone asked, is I agree with benching Justin Fields. And there are two reasons why I think this is the right move to make. Number one, in the whole who gives you the best chance to win card, the answer is Tyrod Taylor. Justin Fields has been mostly a disaster this year. His floor is a lot lower than Tyrod Taylor. And I know that you guys may disagree about this. I'm still trying to win games. And as long as I'm trying to win games, which I think Aaron Glenn is trying to do, Tyrod Taylor gives you a better chance to win. Do you agree with that, at least?
I cannot disagree with that. I am very curious, though, if you have the same question I have, because I don't know where we're going.
Well, the second thing that I like about this move is you need to evaluate other players on this team.
Okay.
Which is why you play the better quarterback.
Yeah, including you just invested in A.D. Mitchell, John Metchie. Like, you need somebody to get these guys the balls. You figure out if you need to add wide receivers in this offseason.
And that is a big part of why this decision needed to be made. It's not as simple as who gives you the best chance to win, which I think we agree is Tyrod Taylor. It's I need to evaluate some of the players on my roster.
Even Mason Taylor.
Yes.
You need to know what you need weapon-wise here.
And it isn't fair to A.D. Mitchell and Mason Taylor and Jeremy Ruckert and every other skill position player who wants to put up their numbers and succeed. You have a better chance of succeeding with just a better quarterback in Tyrod Taylor. So those are two reasons why I think this is the right decision. But the third thing I want to know about, and I'm glad Aaron Glenn was asked, is at some point this season, and I'm not there yet, but at some point this season, I'm going to say, bleep it. They stink. They're not going anywhere. I need to evaluate Brady Cook.
Let Brady Cook.
Who's the third string quarterback. He's an undrafted rookie out of Missouri.
Correct.
Missouri or Missouri. True story.
Okay. I mean, I call Mizzou.
Mizzou?
That's what adults call the college.
That's a nickname. I'm talking about the actual name of the state. It's either Missouri or Missouri. True story.
Missouri.
Missouri are those who live in Missouri.
Really?
Yes. I've spoken to the people out there.
Have you, though?
Yeah. I almost got a job in Joplin, Missouri. I was up for a job. They offered it to me. I couldn't move. I didn't want to move to Joplin, Missouri.
What's that, Market 30?
It was like Market 80.
Oh, okay.
You have a bigger audience in the street in New York City.
Maybe that's why I turned it down. So he was asked about Brady Cook. And here's Aaron, because this is the first time I think Aaron Glenn's been asked about the WFAN Sports Talk radio topic, which is when do you go to the undrafted rookie quarterback and see what he's got? Here's Aaron Glenn's answer.
Still developing. He's still developing. And listen, there's been a plan for him from the very beginning, and I wanted to make sure we do what's right for him. And who knows? You know, we'll see what happens as the season progresses. I'm not promising anything, but he knows exactly what his role is when it comes to this team. But I'll say right now, Tyrod is our starter.
He's going to play. That answer tells me that Brady Cook is going to start a game as quarterback of the New York Jets.
Here's what I'm curious about. Which I think would have been a better question, because we've learned this lesson a lot with NFL teams. Hell, we learned it with the New York Giants this year. The moment you make a move like this because you want to evaluate other guys and Tyrod Taylor gives you a better chance to win, you need to play the what-if game after. And the what-if game really, really does pertain to Tyrod Taylor, which is, you know, he takes another football to the ribs, gets the wind knocked out of him. We've seen him get hurt a million different ways in his career. Why not Brady Cook at quarterback number two? And let him take
the I think the answer is clear. I don't think he's ready yet. Now, how we deem
we're at Thanksgiving here.
Well, he's an undrafted rookie.
But my point is, if he's not ready now,
right.
You're interpreting that as we're going to see him play.
Oh, I definitely think we're going to see him play. That answer to me, I don't know if you read it the same way, is we're not there yet. He's not there yet, but we're going to see him play. And I think a part of that is this. Here's what I think this is related to. We talked about who gives you the best chance to win, right?
Yeah.
And that answer now is Tyrod Taylor. The backup is still Justin Fields. As inconsistent as Justin Fields has been, he would still give the Jets a better chance to win than going to a third string quarterback, an undrafted rookie who has not taken a snap yet. But there's going to come a point in this season, and I'll be specific on when. I think it's week 16 in New Orleans against the Saints, where Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji are going to say, screw it. They're going to say, all right, we've done our evaluations. We don't have a lot of wins. Let's see what this kid's got. And oh, by the way, if we lose the last three games, to your point about tanking or the kinder word Tommy's looking for, so be it. Not that you're purposely losing, but that you're at least saying, you know what, let me see what this kid's got. I don't think you do it this early because it clearly is not in the best interest of your team winning games and not in the best interest of some of those skill position players we talked about.
Yeah, I don't disagree. It's just very tough to see Tyrod Taylor, if this were to happen, which has happened a lot in his career, get hurt in the second quarter of this game, and here comes Justin Fields. It just feels very deflating to the team instead of maybe the energy. But I also agree with the idea of, look, he's an undrafted rookie for a reason. You stash him on the practice squad for a reason. It doesn't mean you have to see him this year. Otherwise, he would be a guy picked in the first three rounds. What is the point of playing him? But you want to see him week 16, you're interpreting him as playing? I would guess, I think you're wrong.
Really? You don't think he plays?
I don't think he
plays. You don't think that answer almost told you, we're not there yet, but we're going to be there at some point?
I think it's the door is open where they're intrigued by his ability, but I just look at the timing, man. Like, it. If you don't think he's there to at least be a backup by Thanksgiving, I have a hard time thinking in 4 weeks you think he's ready to take snaps versus.
Well, I don't think it's squarely just based on that. I think it's also they've benched Justin Fields. He's not thrilled about it. I don't think they're going to send him to the Russell Wilson route of you're the third string quarterback immediately, especially if the guy you're elevating is an undrafted rookie. So I don't think they're going to do that this early in the season. Also, You brought up something, and I hope it's not true, but it probably will be true. Tyrod Taylor's injury prone.
He is.
There's a damn good chance that whether it's this weekend in Baltimore, next weekend against Atlanta, or the weekend after that against Miami, he's going to have some kind of injury. He always does. I hope he doesn't. I want him to stay healthy. I hope the guy gets another chance to play. But there's a better chance than not that he gets hurt. And so the backup's going to have to be elevated. And so I think we'll see Justin Fields again. And I think when this season is really, really over, which is week 16 or week 17, that's when they'll roll the rookie out, or as I like to call it, the, quote, maybe we have something in this guy game. Because I've gone through that a lot. Greg McElroy, maybe we got something, bro. Bryce Petty, maybe we got something, bro. Matt Sims.
Matt Sims.
Maybe we got something, bro.
Do you even want that?
Yes. Yeah, I think at the very end I would want that, yes.
Okay, can I just play this out long term as long as we're here? Okay, he plays week 16 versus the Saints. Week 17 is in Buffalo?
New England.
Then Buffalo, okay.
Yep.
Let's say Brady Cook comes in and they go 2-1, and he kind of looks good, has a couple pep a step. Is that stopping you from drafting a quarterback?
Absolutely not. Not stopping me from drafting a quarterback, but it leads to the next question.
Okay.
Which is, Justin Fields is done here. He may get elevated again if there's an injury like we talked about. He's not going to be on this team next year. It's over. It's donezo. So the Jets are probably going to be looking for another veteran quarterback stopgap next year. They could always bring Tyrod Taylor back, sure, mm-hmm. but it's not going to be Justin Fields. And we'll go through it coming up in a few minutes on who that veteran may be. But if you can at least get a young player to show you some promise, he could at least be in that mix next year. Not to necessarily be the backup,
right,
but at least be a factor in a quarterback room that is going to look very different a year from now. There's no negative to that.
All right, I'm fine. If that's what you mean, maybe you have something here in terms of a guy who could be rostered on the NFL team to fill in games after your starter gets hurt or something.
What we're not going to do, Sean, what we're not going to do is pull a you or pull a Tommy.
I was about to say this.
And have Brady Cook be our new Jesus, okay? That's not going to happen.
I was going to tell you that. You don't want to be us.
No.
Where you're looking into a camera for no reason after a touchdown on Isaiah Hodgins going, I think we have our quarterback.
I'm putting my left hand up.
All right.
Is it your left hand or right hand that you're supposed to put up?
Right hand.
Well, I'm a lefty, so I'm going to go left hand.
No, you put both up, then you do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself about.
I'm going to put both hands up and I'm going to promise something to you, Sean, to you, Tommy, and to the audience. When Brady Cook eventually plays, no matter how good he looks, I will not be talking about him the way Tommy talked about Tommy DeVito or the way Sean talked about Tommy DeVito. And I think the quotes are, I think we have our quarterback. And in Tommy's case, he's the next Tom Brady. Like, I'm not going to do any of that.
Right,
I have more confidence in Zach Wilson than I do Justin Herbert.
There's lessons to be learned.
Out of context. So that's my promise to you.
All right. Even with his name being Brady.
Okay. Even with some of his college statistics being sort of similar to Tom Brady.
Even with him looking like Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to reevaluate that. If we are watching Jameis Winston hand the ball off 35 or 40 times like we saw on Sunday, and we're not going to let Jameis be Jameis, then I'm bored to tears. Give me Jackson Dart. Give me the future. And apparently he is one step closer to being cleared from concussion protocol, and we may get the return of the prodigal son. The prodigal son? The prodigal son. I'm close.
Yeah, the prodigal.
The prodigal. I got it right the first time.
Yes.
He may be returning on Sunday.
Yeah, without any other obstacles, it appears he's on track. I thought about this long and hard today when I spoke up, when I woke up. I go through all the, you know, you probably overthink sports when you wake up, don't you?
Never.
Never. And I said, I was prepared to do a podcast on this, Evan. If Jameis Winston was starting this week, I was going to rank the games in recent Giant memory, at least during the Dable era, it's called, that I was least excited to watch. And I had a feeling that a Mike Kafka-coached Jameis Winston game in Detroit versus a desperate Lions team.
Yeah, it's up there.
Would probably be up there. Like, it would have felt like an obligation to watch the Giants Sunday as opposed to, like, hey, my football team's fine. I can't wait to watch him. But that changes with Jackson Dart.
Well, no, and I'll tell you something that I got from my Mets chat. So I have a Mets chat with Tiki Barber. It's called Mets Chat plus Tiki.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you a little factoid about the Mets chat. all the Mets fans are Giants fans.
Boy.
So it's also a Giants chat featuring Tiki Barber.
That's going to be a thrill for those guys.
Oh, they trust me, they love it. Every time they disagree with Tiki, it takes them one text to back off. You're right, Tiki. But do you know what they were telling me earlier this morning?
All right.
They don't want Jackson Dart to play.
What?
They want to take it easy with Jackson. They don't want to risk it. He's the future. The season's over.
Risk what?
Risk injury.
What?
Yes.
Cam Scataboo just got hit with a people's elbow.
Isn't that more proof of it? I'm just explaining what the Giant fans are telling me, that some of them don't want to risk Jackson Dart playing. I assume based on your reaction that is ridiculous in your mind.
It's beyond absurd. And need I just, I don't know, talk a little regular football here for a second? Every single quarterback rep that a quarterback takes in a rookie year is of the utmost importance, whether it's practice, regular season, whatever. Jackson Dart, and you talked about this yesterday, the idea of are we sure 100% foolproof he's a franchise quarterback? You don't want to end the Jackson Dart rookie season or at least take away reps when he's healthy just because you're afraid he might get another concussion. No. I want to see now Jackson Dart, who took an enormous learning lesson by having to miss a game off a concussion. Did you learn from it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Are you going to slide more? There is still more to be picked apart in terms of reading defenses. The Lions, you would think, are a team not going away. I don't know. Maybe the Giants are actually competitive in the next 2 years and get to play a big game versus a Dan Campbell team that Jackson Dart can lean on these reps. I think it's stupid to say, hey, this guy's healthy, sit him because he might get hurt again. No. Guy's got
to
play.
I happen to agree with you. I will say that while we need to see Jackson Dart learn to not play reckless, I would advise Mike Kafka that maybe we run up a few less designed runs. I'm not saying put it away completely.
Okay.
But remember, since Jackson Dart was named starter earlier this season, more designed runs have been called and dialed up for Jackson Dart than any other quarterback in the league. That's not why he got hurt. I want to make that clear.
Sure.
But obviously, that's a number that you can affect. And I don't know if you guys feel this way. I would affect that number. I would lower that number. I would put Jackson Dart in less riskier situations over the next few weeks.
I'm fine with that to an extent. Lowering it is one thing. Neutering him is another.
I didn't say neutering. I said lower it.
But threading that needle is going to be important here because it's still a very big part of his game. It's a very big part of why anybody would want to draft Jackson Dart because of that dual threat ability. Look, I want to see him throw to Isaiah Hodgins, who should have been here weeks ago. I want to see Theo Johnson make a third straight game without a drop pass. I think all of that, incorporating all of that to have Jackson Dart run less, is totally fine by me. But you know what? Breathe. The idea that Jackson Dart gets to play football Sunday if he continues on this path is a good thing because nobody, and I mean nobody, needs to see this defense, which isn't going to stop the Lions offense all day, then have Jameis Winston, who didn't throw a couple picks, throw more picks. Nobody needs that Sunday.
Let's get to your phone calls, the Jets quarterback situation, the Giants quarterback situation. But before we get to Jets and Giants calls, there's a specific call I want to take because I think it's very unique. All right, Connor whispered in my ear and said, if this guy's for real, this is one of the more unique questions in WF fan history. So, Giant fans and Jet fans, just have some patience. Let's say good afternoon to Andrew in Virginia. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. So, Evan, I'm going to the C.P. Cheney funeral tomorrow, and if I see President Bush, I'll give him your regards and ask him a question for you, or give you a shout-out to him, or whatever you think.
That is, I mean, you're putting a lot of pressure on me. What should I tell you to say to President George W. Bush? I'm not going to be selfish. I have something you can tell him that's not even from me, but you'll get a smile out of him. You want George W. Bush to smile?
I can't get him. What's that?
How the hell did you trade Sammy Sosa?
Oh.
Bang!
Oh, that's good.
You like that one, right?
Andrew, can I ask you a question, Andrew? How did you get the invite to the Cheney funeral?
So I've been in D.C. for a long time. I work at the Pentagon right now, and you guys are all invited to the Pentagon if you ever come down here for anything.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Five-sided.
But it's just through professional work I've done in the past. And, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Well, God save you. That's a great... Enjoy yourself. Actually, I shouldn't say that. You're going to a funeral.
Yeah.
What
do you think happens here? Do you think it's a sandwich platter after?
What do you mean? The food that they give you?
You know, we go to a normal funeral. It's either an Italian restaurant, you get like some kind of sandwich platter, cold cup platter. What do you think they do for a Cheney post-funeral?
I'm going to tell you something, Sean. It's kind of embarrassing, but true. I have been to very few funerals in my life. One of the lessons that my parents had is they don't believe in funerals. This is my parents, so don't make fun of me. Don't believe in it. So when their parents died, they didn't even make funerals. They've even told me, when we die, don't make funerals.
What does that mean?
They're not a fan of funerals.
What does that mean? They bury him in the back like a dog?
No, but there's a difference between, like, I think what Evan's saying, they don't believe in a wake, meaning having people around to see the body. Funeral that you get rid of, like, either ashes or...
Yeah, I don't even think they did that,
Tommy. What, they flush him down the toilet? He's not a goldfish.
Who cares? I think they sent the body away and was like, all right, grandpa, well, my grandpa, dad, I'll miss you. And that's it. They all move on. So because of that and because of what my parents have taught me, I'm not even joking. I can count on one hand the amount of funerals I've been to.
Wow.
So I don't even know how to answer the question.
All right.
Like, is there food at a funeral?
So afterwards, they do like a, everybody come back to the house, or we go to a restaurant or something. Right. And typically, you know, it's people have donated some food and it's sandwiches or whatever. But we're talking about a vice president here.
No, I understand.
That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
You go lobster? Like, what happens at a Cheney funeral?
It's a great question. And what an honor to get to meet a former president. What would you say to him? Like, to me, I'm making a joke. Like, I'm having a good time. And I know that Sosa isn't going to cause any, like, I'm not going to say, have you found the weapons of mass destruction? Like, I'm not going to do that. So I would go more on the route of, hey, you traded Sammy Sosa. That's crazy.
But, Evan, you're at a funeral and you're pulling a Frank Costanza where Steinbrenner's there and you're asking about trading Jay Buhner. You're going to bring up sports? This is a friend of his.
Have you met George W. Bush?
I understand is like that, but this is a funeral.
No, but you take your mind off the depressing moment. Like, to me, I don't know. I think you go up to him and you just, hey, who, George, if I could ask you a question.
Yeah.
Who did the best impersonation of you, in your opinion?
That's a good one.
Maybe gives you Will Ferrell.
I would go Will Ferrell, yeah. You can go on the lighthearted way. You also have to remember, Tommy, and again, maybe this is something my parents taught me and I'm dead wrong. When you're over the age of 80 and you die, we're not upset, we're celebrating. It's a celebration. You lived a hell of a life.
80 is your number?
That's what I've learned. Like, if you, because that's the...
It's probably fair.
The average age of death, I think, in the United States is about 77, 78, 79, kind of in that range. So if you clear that and you pass that number, we're having a party.
I don't want that.
Like, we're celebrating. What do you mean you don't want that?
I don't care how old I am. When I die, everybody cries in mourning for a week. Flags half staff at the houses. Is it half staff?
Not for you.
No, I want people depressed when
I
die.
Did you serve or something like that?
I served a lot.
Sure you did.
I served pulling audio for you.
Yeah, so I go the Sammy Salsa route. If that's the route our last caller wants to go, going to Vice President Cheney's funeral tomorrow in Washington, D.C.
One more funeral thought?
Yes.
Wait until Thursday this week to bury the guy?
Yeah, I don't understand that either. Like, would you do it right away?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Why are we waiting so long?
Yeah.
This isn't Lincoln, who we took around the country, basically, so everyone could see his body.
Yeah.
Did you know they did that with Lincoln?
I know.
Yeah. Went on tour after he was dead.
Yeah, like the Stones.
Yeah. Like, let's see dead Lincoln. And then finally, they did the whole funeral. Let's get back to football. Let's go.
Speaking of death.
Yeah, the death of two seasons. That's us. Let's go to Anthony in Brooklyn. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good.
My question is, I'm sick and tired of the revolving doors with quarterbacks, the New York Jets, and enough is enough. Why not pick a guard or a tackle instead of going for quarterbacks and build around what we got to finally, you know, come up with a solution? I mean, we're going to keep doing this every 2 years.
But, then,
a new quarterback,
but Anthony, my question would be, who then would be said quarterback? Like, if you're not drafting one, where are you going to find that person? Are you going to just askew the quarterback and say, screw it, we're not going to have one?
Oh, so you just use back-to-back first-round picks on tackles.
I mean, the people in charge is picking the wrong players. They gotta stop this, man. They did it. Quarterback, the previous quarterback.
I know, but who do you want to have be the quarterback then? Like, if you want to go a different route with the draft and say, hey, I'm going to draft a wide receiver, I'm going to draft an edge pass rusher, who's playing, mm-hmm. who's taking the snaps next year?
I hear you. I believe me, I hear you. We have to give this guy Fields a chance, man. We got to see if we can fix it with this guy.
Yeah, but Anthony, it's too late. You know, once Aaron Glenn made the decision, and this is the second time he's made the decision, to bench him in the middle of the year, it ain't going to be Justin Fields. Now, when they signed him, I was all for it. I remember screaming about how the Giants should have gone after Justin Fields a year earlier, that was the lottery ticket player I would take a chance on. Well, guess what? Rip up your lottery ticket. It did not work.
They've given him a chance, though. They gave him more than a chance this year.
Yeah.
He didn't play well. He didn't fail. And again, take this from the third time. I'm going to tie things back to the Giants. You don't want to spend every year of the next 5 years just going, build the roster, and be afraid of taking the quarterback. Because the longer you do that, the longer you end up with, oh, here's Kyler Murray for a year. Oh, Anthony Richardson's done with Indy. Here's him for a year. You don't want to live that life.
Well, and also to Anthony, who I respect, he never answered which quarterback he wanted.
He said, give Fields a chance.
He just said Justin Fields. You're right. He circled back to Justin. Okay, I choose to ignore that answer.
Wrong answer.
Because I'm going to give you the list coming up at 2:45, so 5 more minutes. I'm going to give you the list of free agent quarterbacks next year.
Cinco like de Evo?
The veteran options. I'm not ranking them. I'm just going to give you the names, and then you tell me if you'd want that guy on the New York Jets next year. Let's go to Chris in Bayshore. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hey, guys. Good show. A lot of fun. Listen, I got to agree with Sean on the whole Aaron Glenn thing. It's just so obvious. Somebody must have said, you know, hey, listen, this is the way you can do it, and it's just it benefits everybody. It benefits him. It benefits the team. You know, I just don't understand the whole act beforehand. Whether or not that's really who he is, and now he's just kind of catering to some pressure.
No, Chris, you know why I disagree with you? Because his tone was still combative. Like, he still in that press conference gave you the because I want to answer on why he's making the quarterback change. So I don't think he really gave you a different tone.
No, but you know what was interesting? And I think that's just the way, like, the mind works. Like, when you it's like the praise sandwich. When you say something nice, you can slip a zinger in there, and people will remember the niceness. So it takes even a little bit of the edge off.
Yeah, but Chris, you're right. But here's why I still disagree with you. Over the last few weeks, when Tiki and I have played these Aaron Glenn clips, and I think we've been sort of alone on this because Aaron has mostly faced a lot of criticism, especially from everyone around here.
Sure.
We've said he's kind of saying it with a smile. He's kind of having fun. So I don't think that tone changed today. Here's what changed today. Aaron Glenn decided, I'm not going to play hide the pickle anymore. I'm going to tell you who the quarterback is. Now, you may ask yourself, okay, well, why'd that change? It's been 3 weeks. I think there's an obvious answer. And I am surprised no one in the media asked it. I'm thinking of joining the next Zoom meeting with Aaron Glenn so I can ask it, which is, hey, Aaron, Is the reason you didn't say the quarterback then, but you're saying it now, because you were a little superstitious? You were coming off a win in which you didn't say the quarterback because you had the Tyrod injury concern. Then you win. You didn't want to change the stupid little thing that was working. Now that you lost, all right, I'll tell you who the quarterback is. Because I think that's true.
That's a stupid superstition.
How dare you? You're as superstitious as anyone.
It's one thing to wear the same pair of holy underwear. It's another thing to just play games with the media, and that's your superstition?
But that's all it is. It's a game with the media. The players know who is starting. So then what's the big deal?
The big
because
deal
Rich Cimini doesn't get to write his story?
I think the big deal is you're establishing yourself as an unproven head coach in a town that maybe for the first year when you're trying to get the plane off the ground here, don't piss them off because it's your version of holy underwear. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Sal is in Maspeth. Good afternoon, Sal.
Hey, guys. Listen, before I start what I want to talk about, you guys depressed me a little bit. Well, a couple of minutes ago, you just said that the average lifespan is maybe about 77 to 78.
Uh-oh.
Well, if that's the case, I'm coming to join you, Elizabeth. I'll see you pretty soon. I'll be 77 pretty soon. So
you got a few more years, Sal? Sal, you want cold cuts post-funeral or what?
Oh, I want Italian style anyway. But listen, the reason I call about Dart is I mentioned this to someone else. Watching the Green Bay game the other day, some of the Green Bay Packers had these dark green padded helmets.
Yeah.
Now, I know I've seen them in the exhibition. They're white and lumpy, and even the Giants. But you can make it look, and especially the blue helmet, not as bulky and ugly. But it would definitely help the kid if he gets out of the pocket and decides to take off, you know? I know he can't be a statue there, and you can't force him never to leave the pocket. So if he does, at least he'd have some protection. The only problem is that he probably will feel like he looked like an idiot.
Well, Sal, I think you hit on it. Because you notice some players wearing those oversized helmets.
Romeo Doubs.
And I think that the reason guys don't wear it is because they feel kind of a thing about how they look.
Yeah. I also, look.
Which is not really a good reason. I mean, who cares how you look? It's about safety, right?
Do you feel like maybe it's a little heavier in your head when you run, too?
Well, I don't know.
I honestly don't know.
You got to ask the player that, but I do remember after David Wright got drilled in the head by Matt Cain, he wore the Mr. Gazoo helmet.
Yes.
Is that what they would call
it?
Yes. The Kazoo helmet? The Gazoo helmet?
The Kazoo, yeah.
And he wore it for a while, and I think when he stopped wearing it, David said, I felt like I looked like a moron. So people are honest about physical appearance matters.
Because it just sticks out in pictures and video. You're right. It shouldn't matter. Nobody should care what you look like as long as you're safe. But we do. It's human nature.
The Mets had, and I don't remember the name, they had a left-handed pitcher. He was like tiny, like a little guy. And he wore the giant helmet as a pitcher. And it was so freaking weird. Because he was a tiny left-handed pitcher with this giant Mr. Kazoo. Alex
Torres.
There it is!
Wow.
Nice job. You looked it up, didn't you? That's okay.
No, absolutely. I don't even vaguely remember.
I got the Alex part, right?
Yeah. I actually remember that.
Yeah.
It was so silly.
And I hate to tell Sal this. I looked up the average life expectancy for males in the United States of America, and the number is actually a little bit lower than I thought.
What is it?
75.8. 75.8. Which is very depressing because right now if you're listening and you're above that number, you're like, oh my God, I can go at any time. But even if you're under that number, you start counting down now. Like, wait a second. Yeah. I'm 50. I only have 25 more years left. And if you play this game, I'll really depress you. So I'm 42, right? Let's say I drop at 75. I'm an average man and I die at the average age. That means I've got 33 more seasons of sports left.
I think about that all the time.
Am I really winning a championship?
You better start Brady Cook on Sunday.
Yeah.
Hear that clock? It's ticking, baby.
If given the option.
Yeah? Uh-oh.
Would you want to know the exact day you're dying?
No.
What if I didn't tell you the year, but I told you, listen, your death date is going to be August 16th?
No. Ignorance is the best policy when it comes to that.
I think I'd want to know.
No, you don't.
I think I would.
What if the answer's a week from now? What are you going to do?
Exactly.
What are you going to do?
Not work here for the next week and go take some trip I never was going to take.
Yeah, that's what you would do. I'd hide underneath my blankets. Like, I'd be afraid. I'd be like, is there any way I can reverse this? Is there something I can do?
You never punt things because you're like, I'll get to it. Like, I've never been to Fenway Park. I would love to get to Fenway Park.
That's what you're going to do knowing you have a week to live?
No, no. Well, now I can't see off season, but if I knew I had 2 years left, guess what? This season, I'm making a trip to Fenway Park. You would be urgent to do stuff that you put off.
If I tell you you're dead in a week, or let's say dead in a month, I'll give you a month.
A month?
Are you really watching Giants Lions on Sunday?
No. I'm not.
How could you waste your time with that?
Yeah.
All right, I promised you the list of quarterback options for the New York Jets next year. I was looking at the free agent market, so keep this in mind. Tyrod Taylor is a free agent. The Jets have Justin Fields under control for one more year. My best guess is if they're benching him now for a second time, I think they're going to find a way to move on from him. It would be a post-June 1st cut, which means the Jets are paying quarterbacks to not be here, like the case this year with Aaron Rodgers, and obviously the case next year with Aaron Rodgers, and the case next year with Justin Fields. They're going to draft a quarterback. I would be stupefied if they don't. Right or wrong, they're going to draft a quarterback with their top pick. I'm going to go very quickly right now. I'm going to give you free agent quarterbacks. You say yay or nay on bringing him in for the New York Jets. You ready?
With the understanding we have a rookie quarterback.
Yes, with the understanding that this guy may start right away. But we are drafting a young quarterback.
All right.
Daniel Jones.
Yay.
What?
Yay.
You're going to have to give him a long-term contract.
Well, no, I'm not giving him a long-term
contract. How are you signing Daniel Jones?
Well, that's not what you said.
I said the Jets. The Jets situation.
But you just said you're going to be drafting quarterback in the first round. So I'm operating the assumption, I can get Daniel Jones, but I don't have to give him a long-term deal.
How is that happening? The guy's having an MVP caliber season.
Why are you putting him on the list?
Because he's a free agent!
All right, now I know the rules. Go ahead.
Would you sign Daniel Jones to a big-time contract?
No.
Okay, that's my question.
I wouldn't do that without a rookie quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Russell Wilson.
Yes.
What?
Because he's not going to get a big-time deal anymore.
I can't watch him play. I've already done this, bro.
Okay.
He's done. He doesn't want to play. He's like retired.
But he's not going to play.
Boy, you are a hater of the Jets that you would even suggest that. Tommy wouldn't even suggest that.
You're
and he hates the Jets,
too. You're telling me you're drafting a quarterback in the first round.
I know, but Tommy, would you want Russell Wilson on the Jets next
Absolutely
year?
Not.
Thank
As your backup?
And there's still other names on the list. Let's get to the end of the list, and then we can go from there.
Thank you, Tommy.
Unlimited.
Marcus Mariota.
Sure.
Zach Wilson.
No.
Bringing back Tyrod Taylor.
Sure.
Okay. Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett.
Actually, yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes.
Mitchell Trubisky.
Yes.
Case Keenum.
Is he still in the league?
Apparently so.
I'm going to say no just because I don't know where he is.
Chicago is where he's listed. Trey Lance.
I think you have to out of principle.
Just to bring in another player drafted that cycle?
I think you have to.
Carson.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. for cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Wentz.
No.
Malik Willis.
Yes.
Kyle Allen.
No.
Gardner Minshew.
Yes.
Sam Howell.
No.
Skylar Thompson.
No.
Jake Browning.
No.
Tommy DeVito.
Yes. Yes, I actually think that makes a lot of sense.
You know, of all those guys on the list, and you said yes a lot, and I understand why you did. If you're drafting a young quarterback, and this guy's literally bridging possibly just a few weeks,
yeah,
maybe a full season.
Or just your Dark got a concussion for a week. Just a guy who on the team I think can fill in and keep momentum going.
I can't get off the, I want a younger player who still can become something. And I know it didn't work with Justin Fields, and so the guy I would sign of that list is Malik Willis. That would be the guy all I'm right. Most intrigued by.
I still think you could get that with Kenny Pickett.
Oh, Kenny Pickett, too. No, Kenny Pickett's not a terrible option. I think both those guys fit. They're under 30. They're still young. They're probably not going to turn into anything. I don't even need them to turn into anything necessarily because I'm drafting a young quarterback.
Yeah, that's
but I like the idea of like the young veteran, because he is a veteran. They've been around for a few years. The young veteran would probably appeal to me.
Okay. I mean, I can't fight you on that. But also, that just shows you the Jets are not in the worst position of all of those quarterbacks that are available.
It is November 19th at 2:50 p.m. Eastern time. Tiki isn't here. That's his problem. Which veteran quarterback will be on the New York Jets roster competing with the said young quarterback that they draft? Tommy Lugauer, the floor is yours.
Russell Wilson.
After telling me I don't want Russell Wilson.
Oh, I think he still wants to be in New York. He still wants to go to Knick games. And on any given day, he's probably the top three quarterback on that list. On any given Sunday.
Sean Morash.
I promise I'm not trolling. I think they signed Tommy DeVito.
Why can't the Giants sign Tommy DeVito? They're going to have another...
Because they have Jameis.
They can sign a guy on the practice squad, a third string.
I think DeVito's stock this offseason as a backup quarterback will have elevated being around Vrabel in New England and kind of going away for a year and not playing.
I just want to get this straight on this long-term prediction that we will check in on and then make fun of Tiki for not being here to be a part of it. Your prediction, Tommy, is Russell Wilson. And Sean's prediction is Tommy DeVito. And I try to warn you guys, they bring everything back to the New York Giants. Okay.
Tommy DeVito's a New England Patriot.
Yeah, but he's a Giant.
Okay? No, he's not.
Has he played for the New England Patriots?
He's dressed for the Patriots.
Don't play this game with me as a Giant. Here's my prediction. And it's funny. I'm going to bring up a name that has a tie to Aaron Glenn and a tie to the New York Jets. He's actually never played for the New York Jets, but he served the role previously that you would have him serving if you sign him. Teddy Bridgewater.
With Detroit. He was with Aaron Glenn.
That's right. He was with Detroit. He's currently backing up Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay.
No. You can't do that.
We can't do what?
You can't do what you just did, and I'm not going to let you get away with it.
I made a prediction, and you made a prediction, and Tommy made a prediction, and I wrote it down, and we're going to save it for whenever this decision is made. What have I done wrong in the last 30 seconds?
I'm not going to continue into 2026 with Evan Roberts allowing to get away with little stuff. You know what you did.
Tommy, do you know what I did?
No, but I don't remember Teddy being on the list, though.
Thank you, Tommy. Evan just listed off 12 names, had us go yay or nay, and then go, okay, so give me the prediction. Who's the backup quarterback? He lets you go, pick somebody off the list, me go, pick somebody off the list, and goes, I'm going to give you somebody with an Aaron Glenn connection. You know why I knew? Because when he posed us the question, I thought to myself, who was the Detroit backup with Aaron Glenn? I thought Hendon Hooker.
Hendon Hooker.
But he didn't mention him. So I went off of your list. You can't just pick a random name you didn't list. Why didn't you list him?
He's a free agent. Did I not say his name?
No.
I just went through the whole list.
And you purposely didn't because you wanted to look like a genius when it happens.
I just went through every free agent. You're telling me I didn't say Teddy
Bridgewater? Right, so you purposely did it because you didn't want us to usurp your prediction. prediction because maybe one of us would have thought, hey, Teddy B has a connection to Glenn, yeah. and we would have stole your answer.
He is a fraud and a complete liar.
I'm not letting you get away with this anymore. You play manipulation games on this show.
I promise you this. I swear to you on this. I did not purposely leave his name out, but I like this, that I did leave it out to be manipulative. So I'm going to own it. Yes, I left his name out so I can make a prediction you were possibly going to make. Were you going to say Teddy Bridgewater if I said his name?
I probably would have because I was going for he didn't mention anybody with a Detroit tie.
So your tie was just go back to the Giants and take Tommy DeVito.
Local kid.
All right. Do you want to change your prediction to Teddy Bridgewater? You're more than welcome to.
I would like to pick Teddy Bridgewater as my prediction.
Okay. Tommy, would you like to change your prediction?
Nope, I'm sticking with Russ.
Very nice. Very nice. We'll come back with your phone calls at 888-808-1019. And there were all these hot rumors about Paul Skeens wanting to be a New York Yankee. Paul Skeens has spoken publicly about this. What did he say about that previous report? We'll hear from Paul Skeens coming up. Plus, I've been tipped off to an insane Mets rumor. I don't even think it's true. But it's so fascinating, I may bring it up anyway. It's Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.